Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Chaz. I work for Guaranty Bank and Trust. I've got one of my customers that noticed a charge on their account today that they're stating they didn't authorize. So we're calling to see if there's any information you can provide us about a particular transaction.
Okay. Can I have the zip code, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be 71854.
Thank you so much. Okay. And the name of that account?
Yes, ma'am. My customer's name is Jill Mays, which is M-A-Y-S.
Hold on. And that's the name that she ordered with?
Well, she's saying she hadn't placed any orders with you, and then she just noticed the charge of $59.89 on her account for this month. It may be under her husband's name. I'm not sure, which is Jeffrey Mays.
Jeffrey, you said, hold on. Okay. So I can't find it through the zip code. So let me go ahead and, because I need to know what name was on the card they used.
Okay. Let me look at the cards here. Yeah, it would definitely be on Jill's card.
Well, just a second. Before I proceed with the name, I'm going to try the phone number.
Okay. Let me get her number. It's 903-824-4407.
Thank you. Okay, well, I don't see there. Okay, so go ahead and start proceed with her first name for me, slow.
Okay, it's J as in Jello, I-L-L.
Okay, Jill, and last name, please.
Okay, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, Y as in Yes, S as in Sam.
Be right with you.
Okay, take care.
So I can't find it under her name. Can you provide me her husband's name?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be Jeffrey.
J-E-F-R-E-Y. So not two F's?
It is one F. Uh-huh.
And then E-R-Y?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Last name the same?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. And if that doesn't work, I can provide you with the card.
And what's her name? Tina?
No, ma'am. Her name is Jill, my customer.
Because I have a Tina Mays, Emma Mays. Just a second. We're going to find her.
Okay, take care.
And when was the charge made?
It was made on April the 10th of this year.
Okay. Just a second.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So when was she billed again, sir? I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. It was billed on, it was initiated on your end on May the 10th, about 11:49.
You said May the 10th?
April 10th.
Oh, April 10th. Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to locate her.
Okay. And like I said, I can provide that card information if you need it. That'll help you.
Okay. What's the last six of the card number? The first six.
The first six is going to be 513876.
And what's the last four?
It's going to be 5950.
Jeff Mays. Okay, so it was under Jeff Mays.
Under Jeff. Okay.
So I do see two transactions. Hold on. So, okay, April the 11th. In April, well, March the 12th, we had the first one, March the 12th. It was approved and shipped.
And how much was the March 12th?
It was the same amount.
Okay.
So what it was, let me go ahead and click on that information. Just a second. Okay, so they entered a contest. And they enter the contest, and it's Bite Hubs. It's a meal plan app.
Okay, meal plan app.
And they give them 30 days, and that's probably why they've been charging. She probably didn't know. I know sometimes we get emails and sign up for things and forget about it. Mm-hmm. And it charged her $59.89.
Okay. Is there a way you can cancel that and issue like a cursory refund for that most recent charge at all?
Yes, sir. I could go ahead and do that for you.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and get started with this now.
And how did you spell your name, ma'am?
Okay. That'll be SATERR2RSIA. So I'm going to issue the $59.89 for the charge that was just approved. Not
okay.
From the one in March.
March, okay, all righty.
And this will be back on her card. It'll be 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, all right. And are you able to provide us a reference number?
Yeah, just a second. The order was refunded, $59.89 successfully. I'm going to go ahead and close that out. I'm sorry, my voice is hurting a little.
Oh, no, no, you're fine, you're fine.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and blacklist her. So blacklisting is just we can no longer, accept that card information, and she will no longer have this account with us anymore.
Okay.
And then let me know when you're ready for that cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
So it'll be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
47.
Okay.
6180.
80. Okay. All right. Well, I say again, I definitely appreciate your help with this, and
you're fine.
I will notify my customer of it. I hope you get feeling better.
Okay. So, like I said, my name is Sateria, and thank you for calling customer support. You guys have a wonderful evening.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay.